I think the school is to be congratulated on taking a proactive stance. I mean, we have a serious problem amongst young people and adults in regards to our drinking. I mean, we're very quick to talk about young people's drinking, but the latest results show that, you know, in terms of adult drinking, a quarter of us binge drink, you know, and have binge drink in the last month. So I think the first thing to do in relation to young people and drinking, because, you know, as a parent myself, you know, a lot of the times you're at a loss, you know, how do I approach this? But the first thing we need to do is look at how we drink, and I say this again as someone who drinks, as well as being a parent, how do we drink? What is the example we're setting? And the fact is that kids basically do what they see. They often emulate and copy.
It's not exclusive to this area, but concern was raised by the principal about young people being bullied into drinking. How do we address that? How do we deal with that? Is that a problem that we see throughout the country?
Bullying is horrendous and reprehensible when it comes in any form. And the first thing that kids need, you know, we need to encourage our children, and there needs to be that sort of triangle of help, you know, from the community, school and families, is that kids always need to talk about bullying and to reveal when they're being bullied so that we can be proactive and take a stance on it. I think what's really scary about bullying or peer pressure in relation to alcohol, a lot of kids believe that they have to drink because other people are doing it. The fact is a lot of kids don't drink, but the fact that there's such a peer pressure to behave like a grown-up, to drink, puts additional pressure on them.